What do you think are the ways, biggest one or two ways, that work in construction, work zone safety and operations, the biggest ways that it has evolved over the last, say, half a century?
Well, half century ago, we were kind of shooting from the hip as far as temporary traffic control. In fact, we were just getting done using, I don't know if you ever heard of the smudge pot.
Yes.
Where it was, you just lit basically a giant candle, and that was the guidance at night and that kind of thing. We've come a long way.
Just to clarify, those smudge pots were lit up and then just placed in a line or in a curved line just to help guide drivers through a nighttime zone like that? I mean, it was that?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we had. Yeah. So we've evolved with much more human factors-based research led to the development of the standards we now have at the federal level and at the state level. We've got a number of safety countermeasures have been introduced and tested and evaluated. The end of queue system we mentioned previously, you know, has reducing work zone crashes. There's been a lot of analysis to better understand how work zones affect safety. So we've got better estimates of what kinds of increased crash risks we might expect as a function of the roadway. Then I would also say the efforts to develop temporary traffic control devices that are crashworthy has been a big improvement in safety over the years.